that is really what helping a customer is about. That's what using a distributor to help you to help the customer is all about. Those are tools that we have at our disposal. But what do most of us do? Well, we go into a customer and we load them up with all that we think is going to do the job fantastic, and a customer says, okay, I'll take it all. Yeah?
Of course we're going to load it up with 8,000. That's our job. That's our job.
No. No. That is not your job. Your job is to hold it. Your job is to produce profits for your company.
And John,
yeah,
if we go in and say, we're going to naturally assume that this guy, as you said, he hasn't done his homework.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go in there and say, you know what, I got this stuff, secondhand stuff, it's not as good as the stuff that I can sell for you. How long are you going to be in business if you say that all the time?
Well, I think if you persuade
that guy is then really done his homework and he's prepared for it, how is that going to happen?
Well, I mean, that's a good point that you make, Magnus. There's no doubt about it. We certainly don't want to give the guy something that's not, you know, that where a competitor is going to come in the next day and kick our butts. Well, but if you help a customer who's having a cash flow problem and say to him, and with your broad knowledge of what he's trying to do and the tools that are available and so on, then I think that you could say to a customer, hey, listen, we've got this stuff on the shelf right down the street. It might not be the ultimate stuff, but maybe it's adequate stuff, and that's the point I'm making. I'm not trying to give the guy some old rusty tool or something. We're not doing that.
I think, Magnus, what I see the benefit of that is you may have helped that guy get back on his feet.
Right.
From crumbling. So in the long term...
In the long term,
you've just developed a lifetime...
A lifetime commitment. This guy's
going to come to you for everything.
Now, let's say you did this before Rich called up and canceled the order. Let's say you went into them and said, you know, and I mean, you're really friends with these customers. That's what you want to be. And you say, hey, look, you know, Earl, I could set you up with, you know, this whoop-de-doo stuff. It's going to cost you $8,000. You know what? The distributor down the street's got some stuff. It's not as good as what we make in total. And I'm not saying we're going to sell them something that we don't make. We are not going to sell them something on a distributor's shelf that doesn't come from us. It's going to be our product. But it might be on the distributor's shelf. It might be able to be brought over. Distributors can drop stuff off at any time.
Who owns that stock then right then?
Then a distributor would own that stock.
Well, then it's not doing you any good to your net sales at the end of the year, right?
Well, you would think that if the distributor sold it to the customer distributor and the distributor inventoried it, he would replenish his inventory. So, yeah, you would get an order.
Unless it was sold.
And it's not about you know, loading the distributor up with stuff, because in a final analysis, if you screw them, they're going to screw you. That's how it works.
I got a question.
Then. Sure.
I think that's really throwing me for a loop, and that's all a great idea, but what are we going to sell them that's not as good? I sell all the stuff that we make, and it's all mostly newer stuff. The older stuff that I'm going to sell them, what is it? That's what I mean.
I'm not saying older stuff. I'm saying...
What are these not as good?
If you got a customer that's hurting financially, and it's generally somebody that's got a new thing or buying a lot of equipment and so on, and they have cash flow, and they'll tell you, hey, we're having cash flow problems. You need to understand what cash flow is. That's what we're trying to get to here. And then you might go to a distributor and get a printout of everything that he has in his inventory, and you just go down and take a look at it. And he's got 300 of those, 500 of those. Is that a good selection for this particular job? It might not be optimized, but is it a good selection for this job? And you could say to a customer, look, if you get the order and everything works out great, you know, here's some stuff we'd like to recommend for this job, but here's some things the distributor has. Yes. Now, this is going way beyond what I expected it to get to, you know. Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to make.
The distributors that I deal with have something I can't go to that may be on their shelf already that's not as good.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's already going to be the stuff I'd spec out anyway.
Okay, then there you are. Okay, then there you are. That's so right. If you could do that, and if this guy's selling them $8,000 worth of stuff, is he selling them 100 inserts of each, and you know, this and that, and you know, three holders, so he's got one to run and a backup and a spare and all this kind of stuff. You know, so right, so he could, and is he loading them up with all kinds of spare parts and things like that? So you know, that's the thing. That's where we can help him. And like, I couldn't have said it better, but what Earl said is exactly what I said. You do that to help a guy, and a guy, the other sales guys, your competitors are going to come in there. Here you go. You know, this is showing a guy that you can help him as a business partner, not a peddler. There's a huge difference there. Magnus, did you?
You answered my question.
Okay. So, you know, boy, oh boy, interesting.
Just one real quick point.
Yeah.
I know, like, my some of the distributors that I have, they do carry a little bit on the shelf. It's really not
enough.
A lot. It's not enough. And in general, number one, you're going to have the distributor willing to do that type of work with you. And number
right.
two, a lot of the stuff that they already have on the shelf, they have on the shelf earmarked for XYZ customers, and they may or may not be willing
right.
to
right.
sell those few boxes.
Right, right. There are some, right, I agree with that totally. You know, one of the things that I used to do when I was in the field and working with distributors, once a month, as I recall, it was once a month, it might have been more often, but we had a meeting, and I think it was like the first Tuesday of every month. I met with my main distributor in Orange County. You know, I got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they came in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we just, you know, had a little meeting room or something like this, and I always brought, you know, donuts or whatever, and I had coffee and stuff. And I had an agenda, you know, that was, it would have taken us 10 years to go through all the stuff, you know, just, you know, here's where we're, and we just start here, and it's just ongoing.